This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Israel is setting out from Mount Sinai and is finally headed toward the promised land. But right away, they sin. The people complain against God, and God gets angry with them, and a fire breaks out around the outskirts of the camp. The people then plead with Moses to do something, so Moses prays, and the fire stops. Now, this is the cycle that we will see again and again and again throughout Numbers, so I want you to pay attention to it. You see, the cycle goes like this. The people receive commands, then they disobey, so God punishes them, and then someone intercedes. That's the cycle. Commands, disobedience, punishment, and intercession. In fact, we will see this cycle happen three times in just these two chapters, twice with the people and once with the leadership. But there is something else happening in this story that we need to notice. Moses is just overwhelmed, and he asks God to just end his life. But God has other plans. God has Moses raise up 70 leaders, and then God fills those 70 leaders with a portion of the Holy Spirit that has been in Moses. And when this happens, the 70 leaders immediately start prophesying, but it only happens that one time. However, elsewhere in the camp, God gave two men, Eldad and Medad, this same Holy Spirit as well, and they continued to prophesy. When people complained about this to Moses, Moses responded by saying that he wished all the Lord's people would receive the Holy Spirit and prophesy. And what's amazing about this is that Moses' wish actually comes true. You see, after Jesus' ascension, the Holy Spirit comes upon the first Christians. We read about this in Acts 2, and they share the gospel through the power of that same Holy Spirit. As people come to believe in Jesus then, that Holy Spirit comes to dwell in them as well. And when he does, they start manifesting signs like prophecy, just like the 70 leaders in the book of Numbers did. But the gifts don't stop there. It keeps going like Eldad's and Medad's gifts. One of Jesus' closest followers, Peter, said the Holy Spirit would come to everyone who believes, young and old, slave and free. Everyone would have dreams and visions and would prophesy just like Moses wished. It's no wonder why the Apostle Paul echoed Moses' wish in his first letter to the Corinthians when he said that he wished everyone would be able to prophesy. While today, prophecy is both misunderstood and debated, I believe all Christians can agree on this main point. A prophecy is sharing with another something God has revealed. And the greatest thing God has ever revealed is the fullness of who he is in Jesus. And the Holy Spirit has come to everyone who believes in Jesus and revealed to them who he is. The good news here is that because Jesus has ransomed us through his death and filled us with his Holy Spirit, we can break the cycle of sin we read about here in Numbers. We can stop walking according to the flesh, and we can start walking according to the Spirit. And by doing so, our lives and lips can prophesy the name of Jesus. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who punishes evil but provides intercession, and that this same Holy Spirit would reveal to you a fuller picture of Jesus, who obeys for you, was punished for you, and who intercedes for you.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.